Welcome everyone to our Global Dowsing Hub question and answer period. It's Tuesday morning, October the 10th, 2017. And the purpose of this hour is to talk about dowsing. And if anyone has any questions or concerns or would like anything checked, feel free to email in or you can come on the call and ask us directly. Anything works for us. My name is Kathy Wilson, and I'm coming to you from Toronto, Canada. My co-host, Joy, is actually on her way to Florida, so I'm not exactly sure what her status is. We could douse it, but anyway, if she comes on, great. If not, then I'm going to soldier on alone. So I'd like to start off with a couple of questions that have come in for people that are dowsing and have come up against or have had some questions about it. And it's like, dowsing is like learning to do stuff on the computer. You're sitting there and you've got to do something or there's something in your mind and then you really know a little, but the questions don't start coming up until you actually have to do something. So it's like computer, you look at something and you know, well, how do I do this? And so it's almost like you need as you go answers. So this is what this time is for, is to sort of support these as you go answers that people are looking for. And no question is too stupid. A couple I've answered by email just because I think that maybe they're a little too personal. But we're going to start off talking about a question from Crystal. And Crystal has health issues. She is trying to sort them out herself. And so what she's done is she's set intent, said something, and then body dowsed it. So probably that's not the best way to go about it, particularly if you haven't done a lot of dowsing. Dowsing focuses your brain. In other words, it laser-like focuses you on what the issue is. If you're a beginner dowsing and you're just starting off, the tendency is to go broad. And so not only do you go broad in what you're asking for, you also have these underthoughts because you've never done it before. So I want this type of health, or I would like my coughing, not even specifically, I'd like to lose weight. I'd like to sleep better. I'd like to, so you have the whole list of requests, and then it is all jumbled in your mind. And at the same time, there's these underthoughts. I've been sick for so long. I feel so helpless. Well, what can the universe do if you've got conflicting thoughts here? So you're looking for change, and at the same time, you're holding yourself back. So it's kind of like you're still holding on to the rope that keeps you where you are because you're thinking, I've been this way for so long. Oh, my goodness, like I just feel so awful. So it's better if you can, number one, is write down specifically what you're asking for, and there's clarity in that. It's also better if you use pendulum, just at least to start off. You certainly can do body dowsing, but I would probably start with a pendulum because it's a lot less invasive in the sense that you can disconnect yourself from something at the end of your fingers. It isn't actually part of your body. Whereas if you're dowsing with your body at the beginning, it's certainly a great way and I'm all for that. But probably when it's a huge emotional issue, like changing your health, not a good idea. So Crystal, that's what I would suggest. I would suggest sitting down and writing down what she wants to happen. And it sounds like it's a little bit onerous. It sounds as though it's going to be a lot of work. It sounds as though it's quite emotional. But writing it down helps to kind of put it out there and it takes the emotion out of it. The next thing that came up in the discussion with Crystal is about dowsing back in time. And we know that there is no distance, space, or time. And we're all connected to each other. So we can douse anywhere. We can go back in time. And some of the techniques, there's loads of techniques. This is probably like a whole weekend workshop or more. So one thing you can do is you can look at the event and you can like a hole or in the road. You're walking down the road and you fall into a hole. Okay, now you're coming down the road again. So this is you imagining yourself, you focusing on the on coming down that road, and you see, you know the hole is there. First time you didn't know it was there, right? So it could have been an issue of sexual abuse. It could have been an accident. So what you do is you go down, you imagine yourself going down the road, and then you imagine yourself walking around the issue. So in other words, you walk around it. You see it, but you walk around it. And then you can even do more. In other words, you come to the road and you don't go on it. So what are we looking to do here? In our world, time is linear and it's not cyclical. It's not all in the same place, but there is no distance, time, or space. So what you do at that point is you think about the issue, you imagine coming to the road, and then you don't walk down it. So what we're doing is we're taking out the cellular charge. We're removing the frequency of this issue so it's not affecting in the present. Some people will go back and they'll talk to themselves in the past. So they'll sit quietly in meditation and they'll imagine themselves in their mind. And again, this is all mind stuff. Imagine yourself as a child. Imagine yourself in that situation. And then as an adult, you come in and you talk to the child, or you communicate with the child, or you douse the child so that they're safe, so that they, you could, in your mind, hold the child. So depending on what the child's doing, first time I ever did this myself, I went back and I saw myself and I wouldn't look at me. In other words, I basically was sitting and I had my back to everybody, including the older me. So I totally had my back to me. So at that point, I started to talk to myself. And so taught me at that point in time. So me today talking to me as a four-year-old. So we can do this again. Another thing you can do is hypnosis is amazing. So you can find a hypnotherapist in your area, which not with dowsing, but with the hypnotherapy will take you back and could even take you back to birth, pre-breath, and even take you back into past lives. I was talking to a hypnotist the other day, and she was talking about a client that she had that actually went to between the birth. So in other words, a previous life was in that place of not of, of pre-birth or pre-decision to come into this world. And there was conversation there about whether or not this individual wanted to come back. So it's amazingly interesting. You'll see most of the past life books that are out there have been written by hypnotists. So that's another thing you can check out. There's quite a few really good books out there about that. So for Crystal, what I would suggest for her is she probably needs some support there. So I would suggest to her that she aligns herself with a therapist or a dowser or a dowsing group and get some direction in terms of what the issues are. Because sometimes things are just too much. You know, it's just been going on for so long and you're exhausted. You know, we get tired. We get exhausted. So sometimes a voice in the... Sometimes just somebody else helps bring in clarification. So that's what I would suggest for you, Crystal. Okay, so the next questions came in from John, and I was going to throw these over to Joy, but since I'm freestanding today, we talked about the letter to Robin that's up online. So for those that are listening for the first time, if you're wanting to learn how to douse, the best resource out there presently in five languages, I might add, is The Letter to Robin, a mini course in pendulum dowsing. And you can just Google it, and it's a free download. There's also a book for those that would like to teach dowsing. There's also an advanced book that you can use on how to teach a dowsing course. So wonderful, wonderful resources. Very heavy to work through, but I would really suggest, you know, just reading through it first of all, and then, or just kind of perusing through it and then getting an idea of how the book is laid out, and then starting in for yourself. Dowsing is probably the easiest thing to learn, but you just get better and better the more you go, because what you're doing is you're opening up to a different way of communicating. You're opening up to different frequencies. You're opening up to a different awareness of how the world is working. You're not only checking stuff, you can also influence stuff. And you can also change frequency. There's so much you can do with dowsing. I honestly don't know why everyone isn't doing it. So anyway, the questions John has, John's a beginner dowsing. So remember, if you're dowsing as a beginner, try and find a dowsing group or stay on these calls because they'll help as well. So his first question is, how necessary is it to program a pendulum as per letter to Robin? So the answer is very necessary. The pendulum itself has no power. What it is it's a gauge. It's like, you know, they get in the airplane, pilots, they get in the airplane and they got all these gauges in front of them that tell them how high they are, how fast they're going, what the weather's like. You know, they've got all this information in front of them. The car you drive, same thing. You've got a gauge there, tells you when you're out of gas, tells you how fast you're going, tells you, and those that have those GPS units, oh my goodness, they'll tell you if you're going over the speed limit. It goes beep, beep on some of them and shows you better slow down. So again, it's just a gauge. It's just to give you information. So the pendulum itself has no power. So what you're programming is not necessarily the pendulum. I mean, although that's you're programming that as a tool, you're programming yourself as well. And so another thing that you can access is Susan Collins has a wonderful preliminary, you know, how to get ready to do dowsing, to how sort of how to set up your protocol. And so you can check on her website. Her website is www.dowser.ca. So you can check on her website and you can give her a quick email and let her know that you're interested in her beginning dowsing protocol and she'll send it to you. So the next question is, how often should programming be done? And so reading directly from the letter to Robin, they say, please note, and this is on page 4, once you input programs into the dowsing system, you do not have to repeat the programming each time you douse. They're automatically and continually in effect until changed by you. So what changes? So if you're using charts, you may you have your dowsing pendulum and yourself program that the, you know, so for example, yes is, you know, north south, no is east west. You know, if it goes, let's say, northwest to southeast, it means that you got to kind of reform the question. So if you come to your charts, you're looking at a chart on page 1, which asks you, what is the health issue I'm concerned with? And then you douse that it's on page number 4. Well, then you flip over to page number 4. So you're changing not the system, but you're changing the chart. So that could be part of the dowsing system change. So what I do is I stop. So if I'm changing a chart or if I'm looking at a major chart and I'm using different layers of it. So one, the first layer of the chart could be 1 to 10. The next layer could be the Bova scale, so which is unlimited. So then I just stop and I think what I'm doing. So, or else I look at the chart. So if I'm on page 1, I've got my answer, flip to page 4, then I just stop and I breathe very quietly and I go in as still as I can. And then it's not that I wake up, but then my attention goes to chart 4. And then I scan chart 4. Now you can also douse and not even look at the chart, what's on it. But then I would still be thinking the chart in front of me. So that's how I would, on some levels I'm actually changing my programming from chart to chart, but I'm not changing my basic dowsing. So I hope that answers the question, John. And John also asked about materializing parking spaces. And so that came out from me saying, you know, lots of people are quite happy to manifest parking spaces. And, you know, they'll tell me how there's always a parking space for them, which is great. But why stop there? So that I'm thinking, well, if you're not feeling so good, or you don't have a job, or you're wanting to get along with your mother-in-law better, why are you just happy with finding parking spaces? Like, you've got the process down. So why stop there? So what this is based on is manifestation. It's based on vibration. So in other words, that we're vibrating with what we want. So it's based on the law of attraction. So I would, if you're thinking about how do I do this, I would get into looking at some of the stuff on the internet. Again, this internet is amazing. With dowsing or anything, it's like you're standing on the backs of people who have done this before. So if someone has done this process, remember the 100 monkeys, we reach the critical point where if one person can do it, then somebody else can do it, then somebody else can do it. And there's a critical point where it just becomes everyone can do it. So I would go online and watch the videos. Esther Hicks and the Abraham Bunch, amazing, amazing, very inspirational about the law of attraction and manifesting. So there's lots of stuff out there. Just kind of, you know, start slowly reading and you'll get the information you need as you go along. So looking ahead, remember we talked about the end zone, is, you know, if you're standing, you know, not even near where you want to be, it's too much to do it all at once. So just bit by bit by bit, and you'll be surprised once you get moving how fast it starts to happen for you. And really, it's the journey. When you start dowsing, the most amazing thing starts to show up. There's so many times I've stopped and I've thought, did that really happen? Like, did I do that? And then there's other times I've just been in amazement watching things unfold or come to me. And every time it just gets better and better and better. So be happy where you are, because in a way it would be nice to start this again. It would be nice to, you know, have the whole experience over again. But that's not my plan personally. I just want more of the same. So don't get frustrated and think you're a novice, even though you've had a pendulum for years. Just do it. Just do it. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about that's come up, and this came up from the Global Dowsing Facebook page, and this came from one of our new members, Jayote. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. So she's talking about weight loss, and she's put up a program for weight loss. So we might as well go through it for fun. And it's up on the Global Dowsing Hub Facebook page. So if you just kind of look down, it's fairly close to the top. So weight's a huge issue, and it's not just about the weight. So this is why dowsing is so critical in terms of weight loss and how it can help be successful for you, because it's really about awareness. I mean, every time you toss something in your mouth, awareness. And yet we have this idea about the problem is the weight, and it's not the weight. It's about there's a blockage in your system. There's an imbalance in your system. The food you're eating, there's a lot of discussion around GMOs. There was just a webcast that recently that had some amazing enlightenment on food that is being produced. I mean, we go to the store and we buy this stuff, but are our choices the best for us? And are the choices what our body needs? And this is why the dowsing is so wonderful, because as you shop, you can check what food it is that your body requires. Some days you need something, and some days you might need something else added to it or taken away. Also the quantities, you can douse the quantities that your body is interested in. You can douse the frequency of food in terms of as you put your plate down. You can douse the frequency of the food to match your own body's frequency, or so that you get the optimum nutrients or the optimum energy. I always laughed at my kids. They really are a great enjoyment to me and the stuff they come up with. But anyway, I was with my youngest daughter one day, and so we had something to eat. And so she sits back, and it had a bit of sugar, and let's put it that way, it was a dessert. And so she sits back in her chair, and she looks at the plate, and she looks at me, and she says, "You know, that wasn't worth the calories." So here she is in her mind, she's evaluating what she's eating in terms of the energy that it's giving her body. So anyway, I thought, my goodness, isn't that great? And here she's actually, now so she's eating what it is, but wasn't worth the calories, so we won't be doing it again. And this is kind of how life goes. We try stuff, doesn't work, and maybe we do it again, maybe we don't. So anyway, so with weight loss, the first thing is just try to get out of being in a big panic about where you're at, you know. And if you're underweight or overweight, same issue. You're out of balance, out of kilter with yourself. So I'd like to thank Jyota for bringing this to our attention. And she's got Dowsing for weight loss.
Kathy.
Hi.
Finally got on. Okay, I've had adventures.
Oh, good. Okay, well, welcome. Well, I've cut in here, so let me just get you on here. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, so what we're doing now is we're going over Jyota's Dowsing for Weight Loss. So do you have a copy in front of it, and then you can do it?
I do.
Okay, so why don't I let you take over then? And so what
okay,
I thought we'd do.
Artist?
Well, what I've talked about basically, so this is just a recap for everybody that's listening. And so what I've talked about is weight loss in itself, about the fact that it's, you know, you shouldn't be upset about it because it's really not your fault. In other words, there's other issues that contribute to it. So it could be the food you eat. It could be emotional issues. I often find when I get a client and they're on the heavy side, it's like, okay, well, why is this there? And, you know, sexual abuse is a big one for people that are carrying extra weight. If you're an energy worker, that's another thing. We talked about Sylvia Brown, and, you know, I don't want to get too personal about anybody, but, I mean, when you're dealing with psychic energy, sometimes people will put the weight on for protection. So also the food you eat, there could be a hormone imbalance, you know, so there's lots and lots of reasons why you're overweight. So the first thing is just get your head out of feeling guilty about it, you know, get your head right out of it and start working with the dowsing. And we talked a little bit about what you could do with food, like raising the vibration and, you know, changing frequencies so they it would match. Also talked a little bit about making decisions according to the dowsing protocol. So it's so nice to see you, Joy. How was your trip down to Florida?
Oh, it was good, thank you. Yeah, it was really good. I was up at 5 a.m. though before I left, trying to get my computer unhacked.
Oh my goodness.
And, so it's been quite a technical, interesting time. Yeah, and then I got to the condo and we have no internet. So
well, welcome.
Anyway, okay, I'm here. Okay, good. So
So I thought maybe
all right. So we're gonna. This is a fabulous protocol. Yeah, really good, and it kind of covers, shows people how there's a number of different things that can be involved, which is really good. All right. So do you want me just to start, Kathy, or what were you going to say?
You take it away.
Okay. So is this posted for people to see as well?
It's actually on the Global Dowsing Facebook
page. Dowsing Hub, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so people can go on that and just, you know, cut and paste and follow it through.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so here we go. So So number one, please raise my metabolism to the highest, most appropriate, beneficial level to burn fats. It says benevolent, but I would change that with beneficial, because benevolent is just a funny word, you know. Not maybe quite the appropriate word there. So I would say beneficial level to burn fat and lose weight now and in the future for as long as is appropriate, and then that it is done. So I will tend to start, I would scramble and neutralize anything and everything that's in the way of us being able to do that. Okay. So that means that when I ask to scramble and neutralize a frequency, I'm taking what's existing now and taking it apart, basically disassembling it, you know? So that's what scramble and neutralize means. Now, so that was working pretty fast, and then it just drops out for me. That's how it happens. And then I go to please raise my metabolism to the highest and most appropriate beneficial level to burn fat and lose weight now and into the future. And my computer is turning itself on and off. Okay, so we'll see if it's okay. All right, so now you should have a clockwise spin if you've programmed your pendulum for yes to be a clockwise circle. And when you're actually changing energies, when you're playing with frequencies, I find counterclockwise and clockwise the most useful swings. What about you, Kathy? Are you there? Okay, she must be taking a break. Okay.
No, I'm on mute. So, yes, I agree.
Oh, you're on mute. Okay. You agree. Okay.
Because we're recording, I try to keep the background noise down.
Okay. So that's still actually going. So, and of course, our intent is to do this for everyone on the call and for everyone who wants to benefit by listening, you know, from listening to it and activating it and participating in it for themselves. So, starting to get some nice yawns and releases and slowing down a little bit. And it's just something else with this. So sometimes when it changes the way it's swinging or an intensity or an awareness comes into my mind, I might chunk it down because we've got a lot going in this one statement, right? So we want levels of, you know, burning fats and using fats instead of carbs and losing weight, and it's now and it's into the future. And I think where we've gone is we're clearing something out of the past. So there is a place later in this protocol, I think, where she talks about, or is it someplace else? I don't know where you're sort of looking at if there was anything in the past to clear. So it's actually gone into, now it's gone into the future. So, okay, good. So as you practice, you start to get these nuances and these subtleties. And so you're, even though there's this fabulous dowsing system that we access, we all start to fine tune it for our own selves, how we work with it and how it begins to talk to us. So if you listen and use your awareness, you start to get your own subtleties. Are you still dowsing, Kathy? Is it still going? Because I'm just in the future right now.
Yeah, it's still moving here.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll go into the future and then it'll come back into present time. Because sometimes we've inadvertently made, you know, put in place belief systems or, you know, oh, well, I guess I'm always going to be, you know, this size, or I'm never going to lose weight. So, you know, we've projected that into our own future. So you have to be careful what you speak, because what you speak becomes a directive to your unconscious mind. And it's subject to change at any any time. That's the cool thing. Your conscious mind gets to be the driver of the bus, so it can give new directives in a heartbeat. Okay. Sorry, I'm focusing. So something else with number one. So, thank you. It is done. So, Kathy, you with me or done on your end?
100%.
Yeah. Okay, so number two is, please maintain my base metabolic rate at the most beneficial rate for me each and every day, now and into the future, for as long as it is most beneficial for me. Thank you. All right. So.
Yeah, benevolent puts a judgment in there, doesn't it? Like, it sounds a little religious.
It does.
And it makes you feel as though you're less than whatever. So, and there's no religion in dowsing. So.
Yeah. Well, it also brings up duality. This brings up a piece of duality. Yeah. It's like, you know, the whole thing is, you know, we don't have to be a deserving person or a non-deserving person ever for this to work for us. It's like, does gravity work for everybody? That would be yes. So dowsing works for everybody. There we go. Ooh. Okay, and of course this one is kind of building on the first one, right? So there wasn't scrambling on this one for me. It just went straight into reinforcing this particular directive. But there is something here, Kathy. There's something with number two. Can you see what it is? Get an insight or something else we have to.
Yeah, it's just a judgment
maybe
part.
Maybe maintain. Take the benevolent. What about maintain? How about please establish?
I would be using
in case it isn't established yet. So please establish my base metabolic rate.
But what is base is not for me. Yeah, base is not.
And base may not be enough to burn off excess fat either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you don't want base. You want your metabolism optimal,
right?
Because you know sometimes you might not sleep in the afternoon. So.
Right. So please optimize or. Establish my optimal metabolic rate.
Yeah, I would have during
the rate for me each and every day now and into the future. Yeah, we have to play with that one a little bit, okay?
Yeah, because it's a waving thing. Yeah, because you know, one minute you want it. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
we're still in agreement. We're still talking.
It's in the works, that one. Okay, so instead of saying it is done, we'll just say it's in the works. Okay, so please bring my body and brain chemistry hormones. So this is another category, totally, right? Another issue that could be affecting weight remaining, excess weight remaining or staying there. So please bring my body and brain chemistry hormones and pH balance to the most appropriate level for my best and highest good now and into the future for as long as is most beneficial. Okay, so let's just go with body and brain chemistry first, because these are really kind of big chunks, right? We're putting a lot of things together, so ideally we'd maybe chunk it down a little bit more, okay? So I would maybe say, is my brain chemistry optimal? No. So could we optimize the brain chemistry? So let's optimize brain chemistry first.
That's a big one, actually. And not being judgmental, but it seems to, sometimes it takes a bit of time with people.
Yeah. And then let's work on the hormones. Let's bring the hormones into optimized hormones and the network of hormones, both in to do with all the endocrine and the reproductive system. One of the things that you can add, I'm just working on the hormones right now, but one of the things you can add to the brain chemistry and body chemistry are the neurotransmitters. So there's actually more neurotransmitters in the heart and the digestive process than there is in the brain. So problem is, you know, you can do a lot with dowsing without knowing, you know, a lot about the body. So it's like a bigger chunk that you're playing with, because the innate wisdom of the body knows really how to work. That feels like a nice smoothing out, a general smoothing out. Something else in hormone pregnancy and neurotransmitters, you know. So I actually want to go to the nervous system right now. So let's go to the enteric nervous system, because it is the digestive nervous system. So we want to okay, Kathy, can you pick something and work on it? I have to figure something out. There's something here that's really affecting people deeply in the enteric nervous system. So I just want to chunk it down a little bit. Well, if you can do the general thing.
Okay, I wouldn't mind doing blood to the brain, because that seems to be...
Okay, fabulous.
Because that's all right. I'll do that, and then just coming up as though I... So what I'm doing is I'm optimizing blood to the brain, and I'm releasing any blockages in the that are pressing against the nerves going into the brain. Excuse me. Also the blood vessels to and from the brain. Any muscles that are pressing against them that are impacting flow. So you can douse yourself like this, or you can have somebody else douse you, or you can go back and listen to this again. Remember, there's no distance, space, or time with this. Okay, and so pH balance now. So the quest is optimizing pH balance to the level that's most optimum and appropriate for my body at this point in time.
Yeah, I think it's the vagus nerve we need to work on as well. So let's do that one next, okay, after this one. Ooh.
Okay. There you go, Johnny.
Okay, so the vagus nerve is one of the cranial nerves, and it is huge. It goes right down through the digestive tract, and it's part of the peripheral nervous system too. So let's just
call
scramble
it
the wandering
nerve. Yeah, it goes everywhere.
It does, and it's really cool. You can always pull up a picture of the vagus nerve on the, you know, Google it and pull it up if you want. Pretty awesome. So, yeah. So I'm just scrambling and neutralizing. There seems to be a lot of stuff affecting the vagus nerve from functioning and working optimally and interfacing and working with the rest of the system.
Once again, we could get really detailed, but you know what? We don't know everything. So
no, and we don't, and we don't have to, because the innate wisdom does, and that's really, really important. Okay, so that's now dropping out, and now I'm moving into sort of optimizing, supporting, bringing it into. To perfect balance and expression and communication. Just bringing it in, just doing an integration on that. Okay, that feels like that's going to be really helpful. Yeah. Okay, so then we were going to work. Now we can work on digestive enzymes, right? So, there's actually there's neurotransmitters as well that are involved in the digestive system as well. So let's do both the neurotransmitters and the digestive enzymes, pancreatic enzymes. And ask for the liver to produce bile. Or in the gallbladder to be secreted appropriately. Are you getting a big hit on this, or this is pretty not so much the issue? Kathy's just curious.
Yeah. I'm just following along with you here.
Okay.
It's interesting. This is somebody else's protocol. And as we go through it, we're not picking holes in it. It's just, we're changing it how we would do it. So that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with this protocol.
This is great. And they can cut and paste it and use it. And then they can start to play with other things as they feel inclined. Yeah.
is really, you need to trust yourself when you douse. Yeah. I'm feeling a lot of gut heaviness, actually.
Yeah, it's, I'm just wondering if it's
kind of like a trap.
Is it trapped emotions?
We should have done that first.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying I'm not getting a big response on this. So how about we just jump for the, so you may want to do 5 before 4, right, is what we're saying, or even at the beginning is a possibility, right? So let's release and transmute any and all trapped emotions that have affected or causal to weight gain or holding on to protection or, just kind of hunkering down and holding on for dear life sometimes, eh?
And again, no judgment.
Emotions. Yeah, any trapped emotions that might be connected to any old trauma. Yeah. Physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Any trauma or shocks. Yeah, so just releasing all of that. And I'm just going to jump to number 6. So clearing out any and all resistances, denials, trauma, shocks, hurt, belief systems, values, judgments. About our own body.
So 5 and 6, I would do 1 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Because that way you're kind of priming the pump and you're getting things, it's like you're laying things out appropriately to get your dowsing going.
I don't know if this is kind of something, this is something I'd like to share, but, you know, the programming about body image, you know, when we were young, Kathy, oh my God, it was so strong, right? And it is so much less so now, you know, which is lovely. I mean, I look at TV now and I go, oh my God, that's so great. Like, literally 30 years ago. You know, these people wouldn't be on TV, right? You know, because they weren't, you know, the so-called right size and shape, you know, or height or whatever, right? And it's every time I see, you know, different sizes and shapes and heights with each other, I just delight in it because my programming was so strict. It was so rigid. It was so affected me, right?
So. And so unattainable.
Totally, you know, and there we go. So, you know, we've really taken in all that programming. Let's just kind of scramble and neutralize any residual programming that we may have inadvertently taken in or aligned with or, you know, tried to perpetuate as, you know, our truth when it really was just a program that we kind of bought into. Scramble and neutralize that. And allow ourselves to be free to choose for us. To explore, to experiment, to find out who and what we're all about. And ask our body, what size and shape does it want to be? What is it? Because it has a real, you know, has its consciousness and wants to contribute to you and wants you to understand it as well. So you begin to create a better relationship with your body and you begin to contribute to your body by eating what it needs you to eat, by giving up that idea that we're, you know, we... we live to eat versus we eat to live, right? To nourish our body and to receive from our body. Our body just wants to contribute to us. Okay. How's that feeling, Kathy?
Feeling much lighter.
Still going. Yeah. And then the number seven is lovely, raising the level of love in your body self to the highest level, you know. Really, it's just raising our own frequency, right? So if we raise our frequency, you know, essence, spirit, and fill ourselves with unconditional love for ourselves and you know, for our body, that's basically what we're trying to do, right, Kathy? Or would you add something different? It feels like there's some other way to say that, too, that might be helpful for people.
Yeah, I would cut out the last bit. And again, dowsing isn't religious, but
yeah,
we would want to be in gratitude, but we want to focus on ourselves. Like, we can't make decisions for other people, whether they're our kids, our moms, our dads. You know, they really have their own souls and their own journeys. So, I would just move into love and gratitude. I wouldn't, and focus on myself.
Yep.
And that sounds selfish, yep, but, you know, you're really driving your own car here. You're not driving somebody else's, so.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that has come out recently is the power of gratitude translating into experiencing just happiness for no good reason, right? So, you know, there's that little exercise where you can, you know, think of seven things every day, and it doesn't have to be seven things every day. It could be three, or it could be 20 the next day. It could be, like, whatever. But if you really acknowledge what you're grateful for, and one of the best things here in this protocol is to be grateful for your body, you know, really grateful for your body and everything that it, you know, allows you to be and experience. And and that's not just the great stuff. Sometimes it's the more challenging stuff, you know. Like, I had to learn to be really grateful just to my body. Just when it has neuropathy, it has neuropathy. And just to be grateful that my body is experiencing and communicating something to me. And when I listen, you know, it just kind of disappears, right? And so it's feedback for me. There we go. Okay, that's kind of giving me a next now. So, and this is great. So that you've got Lloyd's, you know, one of his body trim and lean numbers. So the way that you work with this is you basically actually write it out.
Lloyd Meir, just a little explanation. He's come up on the Global Dowsing Facebook page, and he's had an issue himself with a heart attack. So he was looking, just quickly, he was looking at isotopes and changing frequency. So really interesting how he got there. And he's got a book out, and you can get it online. It's on his website, www.balancingbynumbers.com. And it looks like he and his wife, I'm assuming that's his wife, who's Phyllis, who's written it with him. And the book's about $150 US, well worth it. And
it's actually a little bit more than that, I think. I think it's about $135.
I said $150.
US, yeah.
Okay.
I think you can get I think you can get 25 off usually. So not quite sure how. I can't forget, but I did. Yeah, I have the book, and it's great. It's really great. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying the methodology is to write the number down.
The methodology is to write and speak it at least seven times each day, and you can until you integrate it. Now it may take you can douse. Will it take most people 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, about 8 days of saying this? And is once a day sufficient? Twice a day? So, and should they write it out each time? Yes, so writing it and saying the number seven times, once a day for 8 days. That will integrate this frequency, which then you no longer need to keep working with it. Okay, then, you know, you could maybe work with a different frequency if you had his book, right? Yeah.
Yes. So looking at this number, so could they put it on a glass of water, like take it and write it down and then tape it to a glass of the water, can read the number? Would that be beneficial as well?
That would absolutely medicine work? Amplify. That, yeah, because water amplifies everything, and we have, you know, that way of working with water, totally. Yeah, absolutely. There's no limit to your creativity.
You could take the number and actually tape it on your body, like write it, and then put the number against your skin, not pencil, but and then just tape it on with that, with some sort of tape that comes off easily. Yeah, that would work too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would work too. But I'm just saying the way that Lloyd does it. Now, let's just douse it in right now, too. So let's scramble and neutralize anything that would get in the way of us actually integrating and having this frequency functioning. Because the way Lloyd's work, it's like these are frequencies that we should have. These are frequencies that are natural, right, to us. And so if we're missing them, then that is his thinking is that's what creates a bit of the problem, right? So you can easily integrate it, introduce it, and reboot it into the system, right? So there's actually a big scrambling going on with this.
Okay, do you want to say the number?
Yeah, well, no, I'm doubting you say it.
Okay, so the number is 466-88-25-7385. I'll say it three times. 466-88-25-7385. Excuse me. 466-88-25-7385.
Four six six eight eight two five seven three eight five four six six eight eight two five seven three eight five four six six eight eight two five seven three eight five four six six eight eight two five seven three eight five. Good. Yeah, that feels like that's being really received and taken in now. Cool.
Yeah, I think we should just sit for a few seconds just to let it flow out.
Let it.
It's feeling like it's moving quickly, but it's still going.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, and then Barbara, check out whether your levels are covering. Yeah, so, I mean, that's something that you want to check in with your body and find out, you know, like what diet, what way of eating does it actually want? And is it a constant or is it, you know, kind of a in the moment, daily thing. I actually started to increase my carbohydrates crazily, and my body started to lose some weight where I had, you know, been doing, you know, more proteins and fats and very little carbs. And so it can be anything. And so your ideas about, you know, what's going to work for you, you can kind of trust your dowsing and suspend all your judgments. It's kind of interesting what might and when show up.
you might find that not eating for a while, like fasting for 12 hours. So what some people do is they'll eat dinner on Sunday night, and then they won't eat again until Monday at dinner. So they've almost fasted, well, they fasted 24 hours there, and they find that works for them. So some people find fasting is a good way of resetting their programs. One caution is if you go on really quick weight loss methods, you're not only losing the fat, you're also losing muscle, and muscle's in your heart. We had a comedian that passed the other day, and everyone was saying, oh, he was getting himself in shape, he lost all that weight. Well, guess it wasn't just muscle, it was muscle weight he lost as well. So that's probably, it also contributed to his heart attack. So we need to give our bodies time to adjust. Like when you lose, like people will lose a lot of weight, then they put it all back on again. It's because they haven't sort of done it where they're resetting their body so it holds the weight at the way they, you know, the way they wanted it to go, or the way they've gone as low on, if it's making sense. But you need to let your set point readjust itself, and you need to not do it too quickly.
And also the other thing that I thought we might add to this is the hypothalamus set point. So the set point for weight and appetite, hunger, and everything is governed by the hypothalamus, which basically is the master endocrine. We talk about the pituitary being the master endocrine, but really it's the hypothalamus. So, or it's not really anything. It's just all there. Everybody has different points of view, but the hypothalamus. Let's just everybody douse about, is my hypothalamus have my ideal body weight as its set point, and see if you get a yes or a no. I'm definitely getting a no, so I need to.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I'm getting a no too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. let's sort that out pretty quick.
Well, hold on. Let's just do the plate. Let's do some. So, is there something to clear in order to reset it? No. So, can we just ask for it? To reset it to the optimal. Okay, so let's just do that. And let's not decide what that is. Let's just ask according to our innate wisdom. Because I might want to weigh 130 pounds, but my body might want to be 150. Okay? My innate wisdom. So, here we go. And as everything comes into better balance ongoingly, then that set point could be revisited, because maybe it can, you know, like in my case, you know, I know my body doesn't want to go down to my what would be my ideal body weight yet. So sometimes we're holding fluids because there's too much inflammation. That was the other thing I wanted to say that should really be in any kind of protocol for weight loss would be, you know, reducing the inflammation. So, you know, the carbohydrates, proteins, and fats are all important, but more so is reducing the inflammation, because it's the inflammation that, you know, often our body's trying to protect itself from, with, you know, excess fluids and weight, okay? So, do you want to work on that one, Kathy, or leave that to another day?
We could also look at toxins and metals and sort of dead cells and I guess the immune system, of course, the lymph system. So, we should probably...
Why don't we work on that next time?
Okay,
we'll
so are you going to be...
follow-up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, we're past the top of the hour. So anyway, I was just thinking, are you on next week with me?
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find my flight. I think I am. Yes, I'm fine. So. I'm fine because okay. I don't leave until, yes. Okay? Good.
Perfect. So.
And then there was, somebody asked us about coffee. How did I do that coffee thing, right?
Oh, yeah. So, do you want to just do that quickly?
Yeah. Yeah, just very quickly. So, so if you take, like, you can do this with your food. You can, you know, but say a cup of coffee is nice and easy. So I know, like, lots of coffee is not good for me, right? I can handle a little bit of coffee, right? And I'm very careful about the coffee I buy so that it's less acidic than some. Some coffees are extremely acidic. So I look for more alkalinized or alkaline coffees if I can. And every once in a while, I'm out at a Tim Hortons or I'm out someplace and I have a coffee. And I tend to be a bit sensitive to coffee, so I always take it. And, you know, I don't usually whip my pendulum out, but I usually just put my hand around it and I just come in, scramble and neutralize, the acids and make it really smooth and less acidic and make it smooth to my taste. That's usually what I do. And that's what I did for my mom, except I actually did use pendulum under the table. So I held the coffee, and I scrambled and neutralized all the acids, all the alkaloids, the components of the coffee that would be in any way not beneficial for my body at that time. And once I finished scrambling all of that, then I went into spinning it up and spinning the frequency up and the taste and the smoothness, right? So, yeah. So it's not complicated. Just ask for what you want. Is that good enough, Kathy?
That's perfect. So, all right. Well, I think we should close off. So I just want to thank everybody that's here in real time and also those that are coming in later in replay. And we'll be back next week. So if you have any questions, you can email them in. You can put them up on the Global Dowsing Hub. Or you can just come on the call with us and chat us up. All right, Joy, thanks again for coming on here. And if you want to say any closing words.
No, just sorry I was late. I'm glad I was able to get on.
Oh, me too.
Look
all right, so
being on next week.
Okay, have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday. All right, bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.